Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 698.5 up 3. Soft December wheat is 648.25 up 1. December corn, 422.75 up 5.75. March is 429.5 up 4.25. July is 444 up 3.75. January soybeans, 1282.25 up 8.5. July, 1257 up 6.75. December soybean meals, 405.80 down 120. December soybean oil, 41.46 up 114. December live cattle, 131.57.5, now 55 up 50. November feeders, 164.92.5 up 35. And December lean hogs, 85.97.5 down 27.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets, Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
We have been here before on the corn chart with this little bit of optimism that we've seen this week. We have seen this pattern in the not-too-distant future past. It's played out earlier in November. It played out a little bit earlier in October. Is this the one, though, that's for real, saying the bottom might be there?
Well, I don't know if we can quite go that far. We haven't seen enough recovery off last Friday's lows, of course, which was a new low for the year. But we are at least seeing some short covering as we go into Thanksgiving weekend or Thanksgiving week. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. Next week, a lot of people kind of is going to take off. So I think we've seen a little short covering activity and position squaring in front of Thanksgiving. And that's kind of given corn a little boost. I think the big decline that we saw in both corn and soybeans there last Friday was one of those days that I'm not too sure what triggered it, but it was one of those flush out days that overdone to the downside. So when we came in here Monday morning, there really wasn't any follow through. So then we began to see short covering begin to pick up, and we've gotten some positive news over the past couple days to kind of add a little fundamental strength to the market.
Well, we have option expiration on Friday. That means that the contract is very close to going off the board, in December. So March becomes a new lead option. Any hints in the March contract that we might be by seeing
better? You're getting that confused between options and futures. December futures still will go on into the month of December.
Right.
It'll enter delivery, but December options, the call options and the put options expire on Friday. There's a strong tendency for those options to, or for prices to kind of gravitate to the strike price that has the highest open interest. And the highest open interest that everybody was kind of looking at earlier in the week was the $4 level. That is where there's a lot of open interest. For everybody that sold a put, somebody bought a put. There was talk that maybe these guys that had sold the put at $4, if they did not have that hedged with the futures position, then they would be assigned a long position and then they would be forced to sell that. So people were worried that that could generate a big decline underneath the $4 area as we go on into expiration. I think the way the market is performing here today, that I think has kind of been removed as a target, and now it kind of looks like we might be setting ourselves up to kind of expire around the 420 area, or gravitate toward the 420. Corn futures are 422, so 420 strike price maybe looks like that's probably where December corn options are going to kind of expire.
Yeah, I was making the case that when I see the option to expire, it means that contract expiration just around the corner, and March will be the lead month then. And do you look at the March chart any different than you're looking at the December chart?
They're both got the same patterns in them. The country will probably stay with December corn yet for another week or two, and then they'll start switching their bids off of the March. There doesn't seem to be any interest in delivering corn, so I don't look for any delivery notices, big, heavy delivery notices to come out here the end of next week. Actually, cash corn prices, we're starting to see basis levels firm. Farmers have been generally tight holders of corn. Now, we still have some country movement coming in, but that's coming from the areas that still have harvest to go yet, and a lot of those guys are just selling it off the scales. But we are now, with our export demand picking up, ethanol grind is very strong. So we do have, we got a lot of, you know, new livestock stuff, a lot of hogs coming back into the feedlots. So we're increasing demand on corn, is the start of what you would call rebuilding the demand base that the $7 corn kind of destroyed over the past couple of years.
Turning your attention to the soybeans, where we continue to move sideways, and in fact we got all the way back up to 87-ish today again. But I wonder if this sideways move is constructive for something a little bit higher, with another chance at a push toward 13-15.
Well, I think all of the commodities, I mean, the fundamentals are, for the most part, the trade feels that both crops could get a little larger in the January report, but that's still several weeks away. They have to deal with the issue right now. Soybeans is been all demand-driven this fall. We had another very strong export sales week here today, where we sold, I think, nearly 1.4 million tons of soybeans. That brings the total bushel count for soybeans that we've already sold for export at 1.3 million bushels, and USDA's export projection that they had on the November report is 1450. So we are basically at 90% of what we were supposed to export already, and we're only 3-4 months into the marketing year. So those type of numbers kind of, can spell trouble that the market is front-loaded. If everything goes well in South America, then our soybean sales pace will fall off the cliff sometime this winter. But if something would go wrong in South America and their crop doesn't meet expectations, then it does say that we've got another round of good buying activity here in the United States after the first of the year. But the demand base has been really driving the soybean market, and that continues to do so. But we got to keep looking over our shoulders that it won't be too long and new crop supplies out of South America will become very stiff competition as we move into the March-April time frame.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace: December corn, 422 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. January soybeans, 1283 1/2, up 9 3/4. And December lean hogs are 85.95, down 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.